Scripture, and we hear God calling people. And we begin to realize that God has always been about sons and daughters, calling people to himself. He calls Noah. He calls Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But many generations later, we hear prophets begin to say, you know, something isn't working as it ought. I wonder if we had this mic turned down just a little bit. Hear the buzzing too when the choir is singing. Thank you. So the prophets are crying out and saying, there's something more. Something's not working the way it ought. And Isaiah is one of those prophets who begins to look forward and say, here's what God really is looking for. Here's what he's wanting. And in this set of four short pieces from Isaiah, we hear God's heart for his people. He's calling a people to himself. He wants to demonstrate who he is to the world. And he's showing us that in him is true joy and peace.
Oh. O Emmanuel by Malcolm Guite. O come, O come and be our God with us, O long-sought witness for a world without. O secret seed, O hidden spring of light, come to us, wisdom, come, unspoken name, come root and key and king and holy flame. O quickened little wick, so tightly curled, be folded with us into time and place. Unfold for us the mystery of grace, and make a womb of all this wounded world. O heart of heaven, beating in the earth, O tiny hope within our hopelessness, come to be born, to bear us to our birth. To touch a dying world with new-made hands, and make these rags of time our swaddling bands.
And unwearied praises thee. Non nobis Domine tuo, de gloriam. 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 Non nobis Domine tuo, de gloriam.
Just a minute to get the baskets, and Aaron's going to lead us in the song. You want to come up here, Aaron? If you would come forward, we'll have a prayer for the offering. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this evening, for the time that you've given us to come together to both do praise through singing and just as a community to praise you. We ask that you'd bless this offering, that you'd use it for your work. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand with me and turn to number 75 in the Songs of Faith and Praise. Number 75.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountain rise, that spread the low winds beneath the rock and healed the rocky side. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day.
music is such a gift, and one of the gifts of music is that it gives us a language to say things that we can't say in words. And it's easy to think sometimes that if we can't say it in words, it's not true or it's not real or it's not something along those lines. But music helps us understand that, helps us say things that we can't say any other way. And so music in worship helps us express the mystery of God and who He is and what it means to worship. As much as we say we know about Him, we struggle sometimes to walk in that reality. And so in this second part of our program, we look at some of these things. And we've already sung about Jesus coming. And the greatest event in the history of God's world and His story is Jesus, God Himself, coming in our form, in human form. Now, that is a mystery, and we will never fully understand or comprehend that. But we also know that we live in a broken world. And for all the ways in which God has revealed Himself, we also see in the midst of that beauty our own brokenness. We see brokenness all around us. And sometimes when you take in a beautiful blue sky with flowers and trees and breeze and all these things that we love, and then you look at someone very broken, or perhaps you're even looking at your own heart and seeing your brokenness, we struggle to bring those two together. God, how can it be so beautiful and so perfect and so not right? And the beauty of this, and perhaps that's the most unanswered question, if anything drives people from God, it's trying to make sense of pain and evil in a beautiful world. And God has not been silent there either. He sent Himself, gave Himself in Jesus. And He experiences these things with us. He knows us in that way. In the words of Isaiah, He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised. And we esteemed Him not. And so in these next two songs, we look at Jesus in His crucifixion. We look at God on a cross. And we lament that some such terrible thing would need to happen. But we look around our world and see that we haven't been able to fix this. And so God Himself comes to redeem us. The second song is an African song. And again, if you listen to much African Christian music, you know that they either praise or lament. And they are better at lament, probably, than we are. And this song is a lament, and it's meant to be sung with the focus being Jesus on the cross and looking at what that must have meant for us. And you'll notice you'll want to look at your program notes there to understand the text.
the Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" Jesus replied, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water."
Water.
2010, I was planning a choir tour out west, three-week tour, and I was realizing that it would mean some long days driving on the bus. And over that same time period, I had chronic back pain. I was not able to sit for long periods of time at all. Spent much of my time at work down on one knee behind my desk typing because I couldn't sit. And the longer I was working on this tour, the more I began to wonder how I was going to do that, sitting on a bus for 8, 10, 12 hours a day with a bad back. And didn't really think about how morose or maybe despairing I was getting during that time. But I got a phone call one day from the third graduating class I had ever taught. And so it was from 15 years earlier, maybe. And this woman and I almost never run into each other. Our worlds don't intersect, okay? She called me one day out of the blue and said, this is really weird, but are you okay? I can't get you off of my mind. And so we had a nice little conversation there, and I told her what I was dealing with, and she was full of faith. And told me that you are going to go on this trip and it is going to be okay. And it really was. And how we deal with the silence of God in our lives. Christians in every generation have talked about the absence of God, the silence of God. We know His Word. We know He's given us Jesus. We see the beautiful world is created that constantly speaks of His glory. But we have times when we say, God, where are you? And so we have a lot of music that attempts to explore that as well. And we have several songs here that capture a bit of that experience.
Now concerning the times and seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep, as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing.
We are called.
Jehovah,
Jehovah, rose up.